Welcome to the WFO Life Podcast. Buckle up for interviews, insights, and practical discussions, and the occasional intellectual oddity, all designed to help you master self, master craft, and accomplish any life mission.
Welcome back to the WFO Life Podcast. This is Dr. William Curtis, and today I want to talk to you a little bit about my day. I spent the day today, saw about 24 patients, and every one of those patients has a vision for what their life is going to be. Most of them do, at least. And it was really interesting to listen to some of the hopes and wishes of some of these patients. Some of them are in really good health and are seeking better health. Some of them are sick and trying just to get back to normal. What's interesting is they all have a story about how they're living their lives and how they choose to apply nutrition, lifestyle to their overall health. And the reason I bring this up today is with the WFO Life Podcast, we're always looking to see how we can master self, master craft, and accomplish any mission in our life. And I enjoy interviewing people that are living extraordinary lives or living out their fullest potential. And I often look for some of the small steps that people take to make the big leaps in their life, to overcome the big challenges, to master the big ticket items, if you will, in their life. One of the things that I notice, and this is just an observation I made seeing patients today, is that people will go so far, and they'll get to the point with, let's take exercise for instance. They'll say, I'll ask, for better energy, you got to have energy to be able to accomplish things in life. You have to have good energy. Well, one of the most important ways to generate energy is to be physically active. The human body was meant to be active. We were meant to move about 12 miles a day. We were hunter-gatherers. We are meant to run long distances, chasing small animals, still having the power to spring out and capture that animal after wearing it out in a long endurance chase hunt. That's the way the human body is built. We are not sedentary creatures. We are not meant to sit at a desk for long, long periods of time. So many of the people that I run across, even people I ran across today, they generally seem healthy, but they complain of have fatigue. I don't have the energy. Maybe I have low testosterone. Maybe there's something wrong with my hormones. Maybe my thyroid's out of whack. But the reality is when you get into the weeds and you start asking about the little things. So again, going back to exercise, do you exercise? Well, sometimes. Well, not really. Well, one time I went for a walk last month. Sometimes I like to go walk the dog. How far do you walk? Well, we just let the dog walk around in the front yard. So it's not really exercise. And they wonder why there's weight gain, fatigue, sleep problems, stress, anxiousness, and all the symptoms that go along with fatigue and inactive lifestyle. So the reason I bring this up is it dawned on me today, it was just a particular day where I saw a lot of patients that were there in the clinic for chronic issues. And it dawned on me that this is something so many people are facing that they can't make that breakthrough in their lives because they're not doing the little steps. They're stopping short instead of going to the top of the flight of stairs, they're stopping very close and saying, well, I do these things, I went this far, but they don't quite go far enough to make the actual difference. For most people, if you want to have great energy, you must exercise. You have to move. You need to build strength. You need to build endurance, stamina, and preferably aerobic health. This can be done through walking. It can be done at a gym. It can be done at a park. It can be done in your living room. But one has to move. And the little steps might look like something like a 30 to 45 minute walk 4 to 5 times a week. But the little step that I'm talking about is the willingness to do it every single day. Not to do it for 3 or 4 days and then stop for 3 weeks. Not to let other things be more important. not to let other interruptions, other decisions on, you know, how you're going to prioritize your life. If your priorities are to master self, master craft, accomplish any mission, one of the things you have to do is you have to build energy so that you can accomplish what you want. To do that, you've got to exercise. To exercise and do so where you're gaining strength and stamina over time, you have to do it daily. It has to happen routinely. Listen, I'm not perfect. I've been an athlete in my career, in my life, and one of the things I've noticed is that once you get the momentum going, you just stays going. You know, I used to run track for Baylor University, and back in the day, we ran every day, 3 o'clock at the track, running our guts out. I did that for 4.5 years. What was interesting is whenever I graduated and there was no more 3 o'clock practice, my body still felt the urge to go do that. And for quite a while, I actually, even when I was in medical school, you know, just a few months after leaving that, I still felt that urge that at 3 o'clock, I felt restless, that I needed to move. The residual echo of that daily rhythm of exercise that generated so much energy and aerobic capacity and sharp mind and all the things that you get benefits from exercise, the echoes of that still lasted for months. And then as I got into medical school and, you know, you become a desk jockey studying 12 to 14 hours a day, I became less active. I did exercise, but it was just less than I used to as a trained collegiate athlete. The point of telling that story is because people will learn as they get physically active, if they'll just be consistent. Don't worry about the severity of the exercise. Don't worry about the how intense the exercise is. Just make sure that you're being consistent. And then what will happen, the consistency will begin to look like a flywheel, a weighted flywheel that's just moving and churning, and you have this momentum. And what will happen is it won't seem like a giant chore to exercise. So one of the reasons I wanted to start this topic on how the little steps matter on a day-to-day basis for better health is because there's a lot of research that suggests exercise is the sentinel habit when it comes to good health. What I mean by that is there's exercise has a way chemically, hormonally, to affect how both the mind and the rest of the body interface with each other. It changes how we metabolize our you know, energy, how we produce energy. And it has all of these things that just don't come in a pill. And what they found is if you can get somebody exercising, other good habits follow with very little, you know, willpower, so to speak. So for instance, when a person wants to quit smoking and lose weight and eat better, if you can get them to simply exercise on a daily basis, spend their willpower planning and executing an exercise program on a daily basis, the habit of smoking naturally becomes less appealing and people tend to quit smoking easier because they started the sentinel habit. Same thing happens whenever you've made momentum exercising. It's a natural consequence that people often will want to avoid junk and processed food because they see the progress they're making and how their body is shaping and strengthening and rebuilding. The other thing is the body often will crave things that it desires, you know, that help make it stronger, like proteins and good fats. And if we can just add a little bit more there, health improves even more. So exercise becomes the sentinel habit. But exercise and the momentum of an exercise program that makes it easy as time goes on, that makes it where even when the day is maybe busy and you feel like, I don't know, I don't have time, you will feel that urge because the momentum is there and it'll be easy for you to throw the shoes on, go out, and take on some exercise. So I want to drop that in as a short health tip for the WFO listeners, because if you don't have good energy, it's going to be very difficult to accomplish great things in life. You might stumble through, you might get lucky and have some big success in certain areas, but most of us, if we look at real success, if you look at people around you, there's a lot of people that lose their health. And because they've lost their health, they're hamstrung in almost everything else they try to do. Again, going back to my clinical day, these are the reflections I have on just listening to the stories that I've heard. It strikes me that people spend energy on medications, they spend money on treatments, doctor visits, and you know, trips to specialists and imaging, and all these things we spend financial, hard-earned money on. We're doing this, and it's taking our energy and time away from the things that in the back of our mind we wish we could be doing. The reality is, there is no health in a bottle. And the reality is, what we do on a day-to-day basis, especially when it comes to physical activity, nutrition, sleep, and stress management, are what really turn our health around and give us the vitality required to accomplish anything we want in our lives. This has been a different episode, I know, from some of the episodes I've done with Lieutenant Colonel Story, where we've done interviews and, you know, random topics where we talk about things we're interested in. But one of my real passions is communicating people the value of health. And although the WFO Life podcast is not an absolute podcast about health, I can't help but explore the idea that part of accomplishing anything in life and having this wide effing open life, part of that comes from attending to our bodies, our health, and our overall stamina and vitality. So I wanted to start, I may do a series like this on observations that I have on health. I hope these are well received. If you like this type of information, please feel free to leave a comment. We do have some good interviews coming up, and I promise I've been working on that interview, a book review on sleep. It's coming soon. It's such a dense book. I want to make that an exciting podcast. And I really feel like sleep is another one of these topics, just like the one we're talking about today, where exercise makes such a big difference in our health. Well, sleep is the same way. And I believe that in the near future, I'll have that podcast together. I think it's going to be a really meaningful one. There are so many things. I'm so excited about this particular book review that I'm doing because I learn so much. I've been in practice for 20 years as a physician, and I learned so much about the current research on sleep and how it is so important for our every aspect of our lives. So I hope you'll be looking forward to that, and I hope this is some type of topic where I've encouraged you to look at yourself, at what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. Are you doing the full steps? Are you going to the top of the stairs, or are you stopping short with some half measure? Are you doing some activity, but really you know it's not enough to really challenge yourself? Are you growing, getting stronger? Are you challenging yourself physically? If you're not, ask yourself why. Look at your energy, your stamina, your libido. Look at how you feel, your mood even, and determine if you're where you want to be. If you're not, make sure you start taking the little steps. My suggestion, be physically active. It's the simple sentinel habit, the very first habit that all good habits follow. And if you will do that, if you will do something active, get your heart rate up 45 minutes, 4 to 5 days a week, I believe you will have better health, better energy, which helps you master yourself, your mind, control your energy production. It helps you accomplish any mission you want in your life. I hope you've enjoyed this. Please leave some comments. And next episode, we'll be back with Chris, and we got some good and exciting things coming your way. That's all I got. Signing off, Dr. William Curtis with the WFO Life Podcast.